So here is the second in my series of three sonnets on the three temptations of Jesus in the wilderness. I'm looking at the second one now, particularly as it's told in Luke's Gospel, where Luke, in chapter 4 and verse 5, writes, "And the devil, taking him up unto an high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will I give it. If thou therefore wilt worship me, all shall be thine." Seems quite interesting to be reflecting on this one as the Leveson inquiry continues. But anyway, here is my take on it, a sonnet called All the Kingdoms of the World. So here's the deal. And this is what you get. The penthouse suite with world-commanding views. The banker's bonus and the private jet. Control and ownership of all the news. An in to that exclusive 1% who know the score, who really run the show, with interest on every penny lent and sweetness for cronies in the know. A straight arrangement between me and you. No hell below or heaven high above, you just admit it and give me my due and wake up from this foolish dream of love. But Jesus laughed. You are not what you seem. Love is the waking life. You are the dream.